You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about a difficult decision they had to make. To make your first Part 4 listening easier, there are only 6 options, not 8, to choose from in each task. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F what led to the speaker making their difficult decision. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to F what advice the speaker gives about making difficult decisions. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
As much as I don't like to admit it, splitting up with my husband was a mistake. We'd got married when we were very young and everyone said we'd rushed into it. But actually, for the first few years, we were really good together. Then, as our money worries began to pile up, so did the friction between us. It was a tough decision to make, but I thought we'd be better off apart because, you know, in that way we could still remain friends. Now I think that people with problems like ours should try and take a more detached approach. You're going to regret it if you act in the heat of the moment.
Speaker 2.
I was a no-hoper at school, see? No one had heard of dyslexia in those days and my teachers basically gave up on me. It was always, you'll end up in a terrible job, and I did. All I'd say to young people now is, self-doubt is your worst enemy. So if you're struggling to choose the right path for yourself, go with your gut feeling. For me, it wasn't until I hit my 30s that I finally found the courage to apply to do an engineering degree. Choosing to go back into education wasn't easy, and I suspect I almost did it out of spite, like I was driven by wanting to escape the fate that had been predicted for me.
Speaker 3.
I'd always hoped to do voluntary work overseas, ever since I qualified as a nurse. But the time was never right. Then one day, an old acquaintance got in touch and asked if I could help set up a clinic for a tiny island community. Initially, I was like, my dream's come true. And then I went into a right panic and thought, am I capable of doing this? It was stressing me out, not being able to make up my mind. In the end, it was a colleague who convinced me to go. Sometimes it's good to get the opinion of someone like that. When they've worked alongside you, they can see things in you which you can't see yourself.
Speaker 4.
When my cousin Sue suggested we take over a cafe franchise together, it took me a long time to commit to the idea. It was certainly appealing, but the potential risks were putting me off, especially when you're considering setting up a company with a family member or relative. You need a very clear business plan, and that's where an independent financial advisor comes in. Once that plan had been laid out for us, I felt happier about going ahead with the cafe. That actually meant giving up a secure job, but I'd felt stuck in a rut for a long time, and I was looking for a way out. Thanks to Sue, I found it.
Speaker 5.
Never make a life-changing decision unless you have all the facts. It can be time-consuming, but you've got to sift through a heap of articles, find out what you need to know, and then make the right choice for yourself. In my case, I was feeling lethargic every day, and for a lawyer, you really can't afford to slow down. That's not fair on your clients. Plus, the senior partners will be less than impressed with your performance. So, eventually, I opted to cut processed food out of my diet as a way of boosting my energy levels, even though I knew it would be quite the challenge.